Good morning, November 23rd, Monday. Short week for you, I hope. 8:07. Dean Richards checking in now from WGN TV, and that is lovely, that Emmy you're wearing around your neck, Dean.
The what?
The morning show Emmy. I hear you're wearing it.
Yes, last night was the Chicago Emmy Awards. It's not really Chicago. It's Chicago and Midwest, so like Milwaukee and some other cities in Wisconsin are included in that. And among the awards last night, the WGN TV Morning News was awarded Best Morning Show of the Year, Outstanding Achievement for Morning Newscast. So
very nice.
Very nice. And I have put a chain around the Emmy statue, and I wear it around my neck, like Flava Flav. And it's also great as a bottle opener, also.
Larry Potash picked one up for his Backstory series.
He did. Yes, he did. And I noticed I didn't go through the whole list because really I was mostly just concerned with me.
Of course.
But Mike Lowe, who does tremendous reporting and is an amazing writer, he won actually a couple of Emmy Awards last night. Mike D'Angelo, one of our outstanding producers and editors. He's Larry Potash's producer for Backstory. He also won some awards last night. It was different. You know, usually the Emmy Awards, the television community gets together. I'm sure that you've sat through some of these really interesting Emmy presentations.
Oh, for sure.
They take a long time. This one last night was done virtually.
Yeah, so people are going to get used to this virtual deal, and they're going to want that even when the pandemic's over.
Right, right. I mean, it's a lot easier. I was bouncing in and out of it because I was watching the American Music Awards last night. Some of us had to work last night. We couldn't just sit around and drink alcohol.
who are the big winners last night?
Count the awards. The big winner last night was Taylor Swift. She won. Well, she only won three awards last night, which is a lot, but by Taylor Swift standards, is not a lot of awards. She still broke a lot of records because she won Artist of the Year. This is her sixth time now for winning the top prize of the night, and she has now extended her lead in the most awards in the history of the American Music Awards to 32. Which is 8 more awards than Michael Jackson. So she had a great night. The Weeknd also won 3 awards last night. Dan and Shay, the country duo, won 3. And also, Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber. Oh, and The Weeknd. Yeah, they all tied with 3 apiece last night.
And are we going to hear something from the American Music Awards?
Yeah, we've got, the American Music Awards is famous for the performances. I think there was something like 25 performances in the 3-hour show, all done virtually. Before anybody could even get into the building, first of all, they tested everybody because there were a few moments like where Jennifer Lopez was right in the face of the Latin singer Maluma while they were singing. And I was like, ooh, you haven't seen anybody that close on television in a long time.
Right.
But everybody was fully tested before they went in. These are just a few of the performances last night. That starts off with the Korean supergroup live from South Korea last night, BTS.
Or anything, fam. You think that you're the man. I think that. but me. They gon' make it if it's me.
If it's me.
Been getting these through the quarantine.
Yeah.
I'm very well. Homa, as you could tell. Any got beef from years ago is beefing by herself.
Before I close my eyes, the only thing that's on my mind, been dreaming that you think it's you. I wonder what it's like to be loved by you.
So we heard Justin Bieber in there. We heard Belle Biv DeVoe sounding fantastic, doing their old song Poison, Billie Eilish, Megan Thee Stallion, Shawn Mendes. And this is The Weeknd. This is the guy who's going to do the Super Bowl halftime show this year. And all the talk on social media last night is, why was his face all black and blue and bloodied and bandaged? He looks like, you know, somebody just beat the snot out of him.
They didn't say anything about it?
They never said boo about why he was wearing all the bandages, why he was all bloodied. He performed with the bandages on. He had been on Stephen Colbert with bandages and all bloodied. He'd been on the Video Music Awards. It's a thing that he's doing right now. And, well, there was no comment on the whole thing. As best as we can figure out, it has to do with his song that's called Blinding Lights, in which the part of the lyric of the song is that he gets beaten up by bouncers in the song and then gets into a drunk driving crash. Huh. And the speculation is that he is commenting on drunk driving with all of his performances, that he's being, you know, super method acting by, you know, pulling through and not saying a word about it. He got on stage three times. He won three different awards last night, and nobody said anything.
So he's fine. It's makeup.
He's perfectly fine. It's all makeup and gauze bandages that he's putting on. So I'm speculating that by Super Bowl halftime show, he'll be in a full body cast, and they'll wheel him out into the middle of the stage like Hannibal Lecter.
They might. I think we have some good news about the rapper Jeremih, right?
Yeah, this is actually very good news. Jeremih, a very popular R&B singer, rapper, born and raised in Chicago, went to Morgan Park High School and Columbia College. About a week ago, it was revealed that he had contracted COVID-19, went into a Chicago hospital, and it looked very serious. He was in intensive care. He was on a ventilator. And over the weekend, his family issued the statement that he is off the ventilator. He is out of ICU. He is still in a hospital room in Chicago, but is doing much, much better. So that's, you know, good news for this 33-year-old father of two.
Going through the morning entertainment news with Dean Richards. Dean, every time you turn around, it seems like Tyler Perry is doing something really nice for people, isn't he?
Yeah, he really walks the walk. He, over the weekend, opened up his film studio in Atlanta, and he and his employees safely distributed food to people for 4 hours. Cars were lined up. They ran out of food after 4 hours. Cars were lined up for 12 hours before the drive-through event even started, and 5,000 families got boxes of food, turkeys, grocery gift cards, just because Tyler Perry said it breaks his heart to see people hungry and not have anything at Thanksgiving. Tyler Perry was once homeless and lived out of his car. So, he can very clearly relate to all of this.
He has really stepped up. We have had another celebrity auction, and this was Bob Dylan memorabilia. What were they selling?
Yeah, this was a collection that was found when a longtime friend of Bob Dylan, a blues artist named Tony Glover, had passed away. And in this collection were some old letters from Jim Morrison of The Doors, from John and Yoko Ono, from other, you know, celebrity types. There were some unpublished song lyrics in there and some old interviews on which Bob Dylan revealed that the song Lay, Lady, Lay was written about Barbara Streisand. I have to go back and listen to the lyrics of the song now. I've heard the song a million times, but I don't remember that. But he also revealed that he changed his name, his birth name, Robert Zimmerman, to Bob Dylan because of anti-Semitism that he had experienced and wanted to, you know, try to quiet all that down. So he just changed his name along the way. But this whole collection of memorabilia was mostly sold in bulk. Nearly $500,000 for all of it.
Did I miss something about Alex Trebek? Did they have a funeral, some sort of memorial recently?
I didn't hear anything about it either. Over the weekend, his death certificate went into available to the public, and it was revealed that Alex Trebek was cremated. There was not a memorial right now. I'm going to guess probably because of COVID-19. They're holding off doing anything until there's a vaccine or until it's a little safer. But this the death certificate revealed that he was cremated. His ashes are at his home with his wife. Alex Trebek, a couple of weeks ago, died from stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And is it me that thinks it's weird that those insurance commercials that he was on are still running?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
I saw one the other day. I thought, I mean, maybe it was just a mistake.
Oh, man.
But it was a little creepy to hear Alex Trebek selling life insurance.
Yeah, time to get those off,
yeah,
I would think.
Yeah.
Would it be easier for you, Dean, if you just told us which recording artists are not doing a new Christmas song this year? I know you're covering this beat.
Honestly, there haven't been a lot of new ones this year.
No?
Maybe we'll start to get a glut now after Thanksgiving. But among the first, and I think one of the nicest to come out in a long, long time, is from Carrie Underwood and John Legend. This is going to be a cut from Carrie Underwood's Christmas album, and I was very surprised to learn that Carrie Underwood had never put out a Christmas album before, a full Christmas album. She's had a song here and a song there, but never a full Christmas album. The album is called My Gift. It is also going to be an HBO special in early December, and the song is called Hallelujah. I think it's gorgeous. Take a little listen.
Let the world stand still. The church bells ring. Silent night as the angels sing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let the magic warm the moment. Hear the choirs join in singing everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just shot beautifully. It's very angelic looking to go along with the lyrics. But I think one of the nicest ones. This is going to become a Christmas classic, I think.
I like the sound of that. What's the name of it?
It's called Hallelujah. The new album is called My Gift. It's Carrie Underwood's album, but John Legend duets with her on this particular song. And on this Carrie Underwood HBO special that's going to be coming up in December, John Legend will appear and sing the song on the show with Carrie Underwood. So, we've got some good stuff to look forward to, I think.
I'm looking forward to watching this John Belushi documentary that was on Showtime. I DVR'd it,
yep.
And I hear it's good.
Yep,
are you hearing good things about it?
It is. I've actually seen it. It is very good. It's always disturbing to me, you know, when somebody whose life just spirals out of control like that. And I don't want to say you have a better understanding of how his life spiraled out of control, but you do learn some things. I also find it interesting that when someone's been gone that many years, I would say over 30 years, I think that John Belushi's been dead, that you do learn some things, and there are some things that are revealed that you never knew before, thanks to old interviews and things that he interviews that were done with the people closest to him, including Dan Aykroyd and John's widow, Judy.
I can't wait to see that. Back in the day, I had a chance to interview him a couple of times, and such a sweet guy. And obviously, he had a dark side, but a nicer guy you would not want to meet.
Yeah, I never did meet him, but I've heard that over and over about him. That sweet side, and mm-hmm. the demons. That took over. Jim Belushi recently said, you know, Jim Belushi now is running marijuana farms.
Right.
And he said that if marijuana was legal then, that John probably would not have moved on to other things that were ultimately his demise, and mm-hmm. for which he overdosed.
Yeah, I think he's right on that. And we'll get more from Dean Richards tomorrow. Have a good day, Dean.
All right, you too.
Thank you.